ओम शांति। लेट्स कम इनटू साइलेंस टुगेदर फॉर अ मोमेंट टू बिगिन। कम इनटू इनर साइलेंस बिहाइंड योर आईज। Reconnect with who you are, the being who thinks behind the eyes. Just settle your body. Settle your mind. Clear it of all the things you were talking about and thinking about over break. Just set it aside for a moment. And just be here in this moment, ready for a workshop. Are you ready? Yeah? Okay. How many of you have experienced being a soul while you're here? So we know that we know we're a soul, but how many have had the experience? Yeah, I feel like I am this tiny little, I'm silent inside, I'm something. How many have had hands up? Okay, and some maybe you have, but you don't know. For sure? Okay. And others not. Yes, you have. Okay, wonderful. So this workshop is about self-mastery. And for me, I've been studying with the Brahma Kumaris for 30 years now. And I think at the very beginning, oh, I am a point. I am a star. I am energy behind the eyes. All of these ideas are very necessary. Because then they give you a new understanding. But then it's important to experience them and not to force it. And it's not actually a big dramatic thing. It's actually very subtle, very quiet. And sometimes we're so accustomed to noise that we don't notice, oh, I'm actually just being quietly aware of myself. So that's one level. But then it's a lifetime to discover, well, what kind of soul are you? Because look around the room, we're all different, aren't we? All the people you've met here, even your close loved ones, even a twin, same DNA, same genetic blueprint, completely different personality, right? We're all different. Why? Because we're all unique. Right? That's the beauty of discovering souls. We're all unique and special. So it's the lifetime, it's a journey of a lifetime to discover, well, who am I? What kind of soul am I? What is my speciality? What is my uniqueness? We all have peace. We know the nature of the soul, right? We all have peace. We all have love. This is our core energy. But like a good tea or a good perfume or a good coffee, we are all a different blend of those qualities, right? We all have peace, love, power, purity, bliss, but to different degrees. Maybe you have a little more bliss and I have a little more love and we have about the same power, but you have more peace. And, you know, and of course it's based on our life experiences, but even our daddies, you know, the beautiful, those pictures of the old women who were the young girls who began this Raja Yoga, they were so different. One was very silent. One was very talkative. One was very loving and fun, completely different, and yet they were fully self-realized when they left us, when they left their bodies. So after a lifetime of practicing Raj Yoga, what we witnessed was they were each quite different. So for me, that's what's so interesting about discovering who am I as a soul. I understand I'm a point of light. I understand I am not this costume. I take care of it, but I am not it. But what am I made up of? What are my special blends and qualities that are unique to me? And sometimes we are the most blind to ourselves. Other people can see very clearly, but we don't feel it. We don't. It's not a talent. It's not a skill. It is something innate, very core to who you are. I facilitate groups for my profession. I have been doing this for 40 years. And I was asked to facilitate something with the 5-star VIP group in India. And Daddy Janki, you have seen her picture. Short little Daddy Janki, looks like Yoda. Yeah. So she sat at the back of the room. She does. She sat at the back of the room while I facilitated. And midway through, she said, come, come. And she said, what are you doing? And I explained, oh, small groups. And she said, no, 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 what are you doing? And I said, I don't know, Daddy. And she said, it's not a gift. It's not a talent. It's not an art. It's not a speciality. Yeah, it was a gift, sorry. It's not a talent. It's not a speciality. It's not a skill, she said. You have been given a gift from God. And I was waiting. Okay, what's that gift? Because for me, it was a professional, a skill I had developed all my life. But I understood over time, why was I so dedicated to become a good facilitator, to become one who can bring a group together? And it's my love for unity. It's my love for freedom. I want everybody to have that. So there's always a reason why we develop skills. There's always a reason why we use a particular talent or develop a talent, right? That's where we find the speciality of the soul, not in the talents. She said to me, your gift is to save a group from its waste. Not bad, hey? Very effective in professional settings where people waste a lot of time in meetings. You have seen this, yes? Yeah. So not when they hire me. But not because I'm like this, more I see no need for it. Let's have fun. Let's do what matters, you know? Let's talk about the important stuff. So today, this little workshop is a little bit about discovering you, not just as a point of light, but what are the qualities? What are you made of? What's unique about you? This is what makes this journey so interesting. And you'll just keep learning all your life, right? Discovering new things. I already discovered some new things this week about me after 30 years. Things that I like. You know, yes, I see those other things, but it's nice when you discover new things. So, does that sound okay? That's the purpose of this workshop. And I have 4 activities we will do as a way to discover for yourself, okay? And the first one begins with this piece of paper. Thank you to all the helpers who gave us all these papers. You'll notice this paper is a square, a perfect square. They need a paper. Everybody needs a paper. We have lots of paper, okay? Saraya Ben's coming with paper, lots of paper. So everyone will need paper and pen for this workshop. So I invite you to fold your paper in four. So like this, and then like that. This is the start for most origami. So just like that. Yep, so you have a... Yeah, so you'll have, it will look like this. It will be folded. Yeah. So keep it closed. Everyone have? Fold your paper. And you know this point where it bends, the little bend at the center? This point? I'd like you to rip that off. So that when you open it, it looks like this. Okay? Everyone will have this. To begin. So that little fold, just rip it off and put this somewhere where you can find it later. I'll put it in my pocket. You can put wherever you like. So when you have your paper, it should look like this. Okay, wonderful. Everyone show? We all have. Very nice. Very good at following instructions. Very nice. Okay, now we are going to number our squares. One, two, three, and four. One, two, three, and four, easy, okay? And in each square, we will write, I will ask you a question, and ask you to write the answer. Okay? So square number one. Remember your favorite childhood activities. Those things you love to do as a kid, as a child. And write down two or three favorite activities. So I used to ride my bike. I love to read. I love to run. Okay, so just write down two or three of your favorite childhood activities, what you love to do as a child. No, write two or three. If you only have one, that's okay. And then you're going to write why you loved them. So how they made you feel. I felt so free when I rode my bicycle. So free, I will write. For you, something different. Okay, but how did they make you feel? Why did you love doing that? So write down those words. No, in number one, that's in number one box. All of that, number one box. Number one, still on number one. Number one, what were your favorite childhood activities and how did they make you feel? All in box number one. I felt very powerful running. I felt free on my bicycle. And I felt really creative when I read, creating new worlds. Go back to your childhood and remember. The best age, the most fun age. The age where you don't know anything about the world. Everyone have? Another 30 seconds to finish? Okay, now, in square number two, if we were to ask your family, your friends, the people who know and love you best, if we were to ask them, What are your best qualities? What would they say are your best qualities? The qualities they admire most in you. Three qualities. Inbox two. Okay? Three. Yeah. So think of all your friends and family, the people who know you well, and we ask them, well, what are her best qualities? What are his best qualities? What do you admire most about that person? What would they say? And if you have 3, 4, 5, that's good. Keep going. Okay, finished? Yes? All right. Box number three. You yourself, what qualities do you admire most about yourself? Three qualities. What qualities do you admire most about yourself? Box number three. This question is, what qualities do you admire in you? It could be the same, could be different. Don't know. But this is what you admire in you. Some people might admire your courage, but you actually admire your honesty. Right? So what do you admire about you? How many of you wrote different qualities than what your friends see? Yeah, many. Okay. Could be some the same, could be different. Okay, finished? Now number four. This is lovely. Imagine receiving the best compliment ever. If you were to receive a compliment, one that actually meant something to you, not like false praise or flattery, but something that was very meaningful for you, what would that compliment be? I'd like you to write that down. So if someone were to come to you and say, you are this, 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 but it would be meaningful for you. You can't write a novel. It has to be a short sentence. So, a meaningful compliment that you would appreciate receiving. It would mean something to you. Yes? Good? Nice, isn't it? Even just to write it. Very nice. Okay, which question was the easiest to answer? Number one. Number three for you. Ah, which was the hardest? Number three. Number one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Number two. Interesting. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we are going to rip off square number one. So we have this, number one. And you can leave the rest aside. Okay, and just put the other down for now. So I'm going to ask you to turn to one person sitting next to you and tell them about your childhood. Share your answer to this question. Okay? So just turn to one person sitting close to you and share. So just two people is all we have time for. It'll be quite quick. So move around if you have to. So two people together. Share what you wrote. No, tell each other. Tell each other.
Okay, you need a piece of paper. Saraya Ben has at the back. Square paper you need from Saraya Ben at the back. Saraya Ben.
Saraya Ben, can you give us paper, please? They need paper. Thank you. Lots of them need paper. It keeps changing. No, just fold. Get a piece of paper quickly and fold it. Okay, Saraya Ben, I will explain. Just give them paper. Many, many are missing paper. I will explain. So you need paper, those that are coming. Fold your paper in four. Fold your paper in four. Okay. Okay, good? Yes? Group number one, how was that? Nice? All right. So now we're going to, one piece of paper folded in four and rip off the little middle piece. So we have a hole like that in the middle. It's going to be hard to catch everybody up because they're still settling and not really able to, rip that off, that little bit, and put it somewhere where you can find it, that little piece of paper. And then we answered questions on each one of these quadrants. So we're on question two right now. And I'll ask those that have done the exercise to rip this off now. Number two. And question number two was, if we were to ask your friends and family, those who know you well, what are your best qualities, what would they say? So we wrote down three best qualities. So, you will turn now to a different person and get up and move if you have to. Find someone different and share your answers. Don't give the paper, explain it. So, this is what your friends and family admire most about you. Yeah, number two. That's okay. You can share. You can still share. Rishi Bai, I wonder if you could explain to them what the activity is. Okay, now, how does that feel? How is that? Good? Good? All right, question number three. For those just arriving, question number three is, what do you admire most about yourself? What qualities you admire most about yourself? Three qualities. So now you can rip off number three. Number three. So you have, these are the qualities you admire most in yourself. Okay? Now, get up and find someone different and share. Talk to them, tell them. Okay? Somebody different. Go find someone new and tell them what you admire most about yourself. Okay, now you can come back to your seat. Okay, how was that one? How was that one? Okay, back to your seat. Back to your seat. Okay, now, number one, number two, and number three, we have finished. Yes? So the reason we're doing this, is so you can see how others are different from you and how you're unique, right? Are you seeing that? Yeah, okay. Now we have number four. Number four is very special. Number four is the best compliment you could ever receive. One that was actually very meaningful for you. Not empty praise, flattery. Could ever. If anyone was ever to give you in the future the best compliment you could ever wish, what would it be? Write that down, okay? So maybe you have received already, but this is future. What would you like to receive? Now, this one will be a little different. So you will need to listen for this one. Vietnam? Is that Vietnam at the back or Thailand? Thailand? This is Thailand? So that's Vietnam. Okay, number four is different. Okay? We're not just going to talk. We're not going to tell each other. Number four. Everyone listening? I know the ones who are listening are listening. Okay. So number four, you're going to get up and you're going to walk around the room. And when you see someone who speaks your language, someone different than who you've already spoken with, I would encourage someone from a different country, if you could. But with language, it might be same country, so that's okay. And I would like you to read aloud the compliment to them, as if you're giving it to them. Okay? Now, we're doing this because that increases your chance of getting this compliment back. If you, what you give, you always get. Right? So, but also, you will give this to them as if you are giving them this compliment. So meaningful. Okay? So up you go, and then you will receive one. Go ahead. Walk around, find someone, same language, different country if it's Arabic or English, to the other person. No, no, read it aloud. You're not handing them the paper. And when you have received your compliment, you can sit down. All right, you can all sit down now. Om Shanti. Yeah, one person only. So you gave compliment, you received compliment. Beautiful, no? Beautiful. Okay, everyone. So, if we can sit down. Om Shanti. If we can sit down now, please. So, how do you feel right now? You feel pretty good. How do you feel right now? Nice? Good inside? Happy. Do you like the compliment you received? Isn't that amazing? And does it fit? It fits. Okay, and what was it like to give your compliment to someone else? Was that nice? To speak it aloud? You didn't want to let it go, but yeah, very nice. Okay, so why is it you feel happy right now? Why is it you feel good? Why is it you feel perfect? Sharing? Appreciation? You met some new people, which is very nice. We are all equal. Why else do you feel happy inside or good? Making others happy. We were concentrating on the soul. Our thoughts were happy. And it was inner focused. So you were talking and thinking about the soul. Your focus was on the soul and all of the positive qualities. Right? Positive energy. You just generated positive energy by thinking positive thoughts about yourself. Organized, you know, with like this. But basically, that's Raj Yoga. Every day, keeping your energy level positive like this by thinking positive thoughts about yourself. But we have to know what thoughts. And we discovered different things about ourselves, right? Where do all these amazing qualities come from? From the soul. Can you get out your little piece of paper? Do you remember where you put it? Do you remember? Get out your little piece of paper. I'll invite you to put it right there where it belongs. Go on. Put on your little piece of paper. Where do all those qualities come from? From the soul. There you go. Put it on. Yeah, put it on. Stick it on. Lick it. No, don't write anything. Just put it on your forehead. Look around the room. Beautiful. Look at all those souls. Very nice. Okay. So all those qualities come from the soul. We cannot see those qualities. It's energy, right? But we see how those qualities are expressed through your body, through your face, through your language, through your choices, through your actions, correct? So the qualities are invisible, just as the soul is invisible, but we can see how you move yourself with these qualities. So take a moment and reflect, what did you learn about yourself that is unique to you? The soul. And you can write it down if you would like. Unique to you. Because the purpose of this whole workshop is discovering what lies inside that little dot. I know I'm a soul, but what kind of a soul am I? My unique qualities are special to me. We're each a unique potion blend of peace, love, power, purity, bliss. We're all different, right? So just write down for yourself, what did you discover in that activity that is unique about you, the soul? Thank you. There he is. He's getting ready. Ready for the music. 1 minute. No, just you. Write it out. I'd like you to write it on a grain of rice. Take it home with you. No, write it on your paper if you would like. Hmm? 3D? Okay. So the purpose of Raja Yoga is to come back to yourself, your true self. Who are you really? What are all these unique and beautiful qualities you have inside of you? And we're going to listen to this little piece of music just for about 2 minutes. I'll ask you to close your eyes and listen, because these are six voices singing a cappella. So no instruments, just voices. The group is called Rajaton, and they're from Finland. And they are singing together three women's voices, three men's voices, in harmony. So I'd like you just to listen to the harmony as you sit, and just be with yourself and your own unique qualities as you listen, just for two minutes probably. So here we go. Percentage of time did they spend practicing together to get that perfect? And what percentage of time did they spend alone practicing their own part? What do you think the answer was? 20-80? Which and which? Okay, other guesses? You'd say the other way? 20 alone, 80% together? 50-50? It's amazing to sing that perfect harmony together, right? It blended, it sounded like almost one voice at one point, didn't it? So they spend 80% of their time alone. And only 20. Musicians know this. Musicians know you have to know your own part accurately. Because the score, the music is written for the six voices to go together. But if one voice doesn't know their part, and they come in too fast or too late, then it's not harmony, right? 80% of the time they spend alone making sure they know their part. So when they come together as a group, harmony is created by each one playing their note. We each have a note. It's our vibration. It's the unique signature of the soul. And when I go out in life, my beautiful little unique lovely being that I am, I interact with other people all day. Can I hold my note? Do I even know my own note? Do I know my part? Or do I get lost in everyone else's part, everyone else's note? So therefore, we only have one voice singing, the loudest voice in the room, instead of all of the... Yeah? Do you get the metaphor? So to harmonize in the world, I have to bring my unique note, and I have to be able to hold it. There's nothing worse than harmony when you sing harmony with somebody, and you have a strong part, they have a strong, and they can't sing theirs, so then they join you. And you lose the harmony, right? You all end up singing the same thing. We are not clones. We are not all identical. We are all unique. What makes unity in the world is not being exactly the same. It's each of us playing our highest note in harmony with others. Harmony is more than one note, right? But do I know my own note? And can I hold it throughout the day? That's Raj Yoga. We sit in silent meditation to return to my note, to strengthen my feeling of, oh, that's me. That's my vibration. That's who I am. So when we go out in the day, we can harmonize with others. We don't give up our note, and we don't dominate with our note. We just know our own note. We quietly play our own note. You understand what I'm saying? It's quite interesting, isn't it? So Raj Yoga is we come back to our note, and then we go out in the world and we practice holding our own vibration throughout the day in all our interactions. Not so easy, right? Not so easy. That's why they say Raj Yoga is simple. Pretty simple concept, pretty simple understanding, not easy. Simple, not easy. Yeah? So let's do a little experiment. I would like you with your hands to find a little rhythm. Like your own rhythm, something unique. Your own little rhythm, just yours. Short and sweet, little rhythm. Okay, you got your own rhythm? Your own rhythm? Okay. When I count to three, we will all play our rhythm together, and we will get louder and louder and louder. Your job is to hold your note. Hold your rhythm, no matter how loud it gets around you. Okay? Clear? Let's begin. Louder. 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 Stop. Were you able to hold your own rhythm? Yes. Congratulations. Okay. A week in Madhuban was worth it. Okay, what helped you keep your own rhythm? Focus. Concentration. You held it. Well, you made it. It's yours. You were convinced. You really weren't even listening to other people's, were you? I mean, we could hear them, but our focus of attention. So you know how photographers do foreground and background? Instead of the people being the foreground, I was the foreground. And everyone else's note was the background, correct? You understand? So that's a shift in awareness. That's Raj Yoga. We focus on our own note. It becomes the foreground. Everything else is still there, but it's background. Clear? So, do you know your note? This is our next exercise. You need a blank piece of paper. A blank piece of paper in your notebook, not full like this. I have full so it can be. And I love that we're keeping our little soul on. I'm going to keep mine on. It might look ridiculous, but I love it. Okay. Ridiculous is wonderful. Ridiculous is wonderful. So, blank piece of paper in your notebook. I would like you to write, draw a line across the middle of the page. So you have a top and a bottom to your page. Top and bottom. So this next exercise is taking you to your note. Okay? This is a little meditation we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to select one thing that you love in nature. Just one thing, not all of nature, one thing. So I'm going to pick a waterfall and draw it on the top of your page. Okay, so one thing could be a tree, a mountain, a bird, a flower, anything. But one thing you love in nature and draw it on the top of your page. Doesn't have to be a good drawing, just a drawing. Okay? Okay. So what have we got? Hold up your pictures. Any trees? Trees? Ooh, lots of trees. Any water, like rivers or oceans or lakes? Yes. Is what? Rain, yes, included in water, definitely. Okay. Any mountains? Mountains are out there. Any flowers? Flowers, squirrels, animals? Any animals? Birds. Okay. Anything else? Air, wind. Ooh, plants. Wow. Could you turn that around and show everyone? I mean, that's like really a drawing. That's beautiful. Okay. What have you got? Sun? Sun. Tree, river. Okay. Okay. Now I want you to write three qualities you love about this on the top. But they have to be non-physical qualities. So, for instance, it's how they make you feel inside. So when I go see a waterfall, I say, oh, it's so refreshing, so vibrant, and so cheerful. They make me feel cheerful. Okay, so those are my three qualities. You need three for you. And again, non-physical. It cannot be tall, yellow, wet, beautiful, lovely. So you find it beautiful. We find trees very stable, powerful. We do, yeah. Ocean can be powerful, eh? So three qualities that you love about this. Clean. Lovely. Clean. That's good. Okay, and you're right on the top, yeah? Okay, let's hear some qualities for trees. What do we have? Solid? Like stable? Green? Strength. Strong. Giving. Like generous. Giving. Beautiful. Alive, grounded, very good, interconnected, protective, beautiful, lovely. Okay, for water, deep, infinite, so infinite, eternal, one word. You need one word for that. Tranquility. Tranquil. Relaxing. Flexible. Very good. Definitely. Okay. Birds. Light. Alive. Okay. Alive. Find another word because that's Like a quality, that's a fact. They're alive. Let's have a quality, like free or communicative. Adaptable, very nice. Connected, very good. Okay, now why this is important, you all have three words? Non-physical, you can't say vast, right, for the ocean. You could say unlimited. Ocean? Naughty? Ocean? Squirrel? Naughty? So maybe we'll say playful. Let's make it positive. Three positive qualities. That's a good example. That we turn naughty into playful. Very nice. Okay. So why this matters is because at the bottom of the page, I'm going to ask you to write a sentence. It goes like this. Like a, and in my case, I will say like a waterfall. In your case, you will say like a tree, like a bird, like a flower. You begin your sentence. So on the bottom, write your sentence. Like a tree, like a waterfall, like a whatever. I am, and put three spaces. I am, like a waterfall, I am. Three spaces, and in each of those spaces, put one of your words. So that's why, and make the grammar work. So that's why not I am naughty. I am playful. Nicer, no? I am refreshing. So in my case, I am refreshing, vibrant, and cheerful. Okay, you've got your sentence? You got your sentence? Do you like your sentence? Oh, me too. Why do you like your sentence? Because it resonates. Because it's true, right? Because every time we see something outside that we like, what are we really saying? This thing awakens these qualities in me. They're my qualities. I feel my qualities when I'm with that thing. Then I say, I like this thing or this person. Instead, when I'm with this person, I feel my own qualities. When I'm with a waterfall, I feel I am refreshing. I feel refreshed, but I am experiencing my own quality. Is that clear? Do you like it? Make sense? That's why we love our sentence. So, we're going to put our pens and papers down and have a meditation now. You need to remember your full sentence. Okay, can you memorize it? Like a, I am. Like a waterfall, I am refreshing, vibrant, and cheerful. Okay, short sentence, easy to remember. Put your pens, your papers, your bags down, and we will do nature visualization, a little meditation, okay? And the point of this meditation is to bring you to your own note, okay? So, here we go. Perfect. Like a flower, I am colorful, medicinal, and fragrant. Perfect. That's your sentence. Remember it? All right. Here we go. I'll invite you to close your eyes so that you can visualize, because we will use images on our mind, okay? So let's take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Now just relax your body. Become aware of your body. Move anything so that you are sitting in a relaxed posture from your feet to your legs to your tummy to your shoulders and to the top of your head. Be aware of your body sitting in this chair and just allow it to relax. Become aware of the sounds around you. There's air moving through the room and other little sounds. But you're bringing your awareness now inside. I'll ask you first to see if you can hear your own heartbeat. Now you've concentrated your awareness. Visualize a thread of light from your heart all the way up to the center of your forehead. And I'll invite you behind the eyes to imagine a room in your head. This room is open and clean and bright and spacious. And there's nothing in this room but a chair at the very center. Visualize yourself sitting in that chair. It's quiet, it's very calm in this room. You feel very peaceful here. And you're hearing my voice now come in through the ears, which are speakers on either side of the room. Only you can enter this room, and you sit there peacefully. In front of you, where the back of the eyelids are, is a big movie screen. This we call the screen of the mind. The mind is just a screening room of the soul. And on this screen of your mind, I'm going to ask you to visualize now that beautiful thing from nature. So see the color, see the shape, see the size, the texture. Perhaps there's a fragrance or a sound. Or maybe you can feel it. Just see that thing in front of you now in all of its beauty. And now I'll invite you to remember your sentence and to say it to yourself silently in your own mind, very slowly. Like a, I am. Say your sentence now to yourself. Take a deep breath in. And release. And now once again, say your sentence to yourself. A little more slowly this time so you can really feel it. Here we go. Like a, I am. Take a deep breath in. And now one final time. Say your sentence to yourself and experience it. Now in this moment, just check and see how you feel inside. What is the quality of energy in your mind? I'll invite you very slowly to open your eyes and look down first at your hands and your own knees, and then at the floor or couch in front of you. And then I'll ask you to lift your eyes so that you see the wall directly across from you. And move your eyes slowly along the top of that wall in front of you. And while you're moving your physical eyes, I'd like you to be aware of the room in your head and the energy that you just created there in this visualization. So become very aware there is a room outside, but there is a room inside my head. Outside and inside. Hold the energy behind your eyes as you open your eyes completely. And I'll ask you to take a fresh piece of paper, and on that paper, draw a heart in the center of the paper. A heart. And inside that heart, I would like you to write words that describe what it felt like in that exercise. What was the energy you felt inside yourself as you said your sentence 3 times? How did you feel inside? As many words as you have, that's okay. What was the quality of your energy inside as you were doing that exercise? And write those down inside the heart. Did it feel nice? Nice feeling? Good feeling? Welcome home to yourself. That's your note. That's your note. That's you. The soul. This is the note you need to hold as you move through the world. That's your note. Meditation is to come back to this note, to hold this note so that it becomes so powerful inside you that it's natural. Maybe you lose connection to your note, you're busy, but that's okay, you can come back, because you know it's there, home base. You have that written in your heart? You must remember this is you. Yes? So as we prepare to leave this place, we need to consider a circle of protection around my beautiful note, my vibration, myself, the soul, those qualities that you just experienced in yourself. We need to protect that. You need to protect that. You need a strategy to protect that. So for the next 2 minutes, we're going to develop a strategy for yourself, okay? And what I've drawn around my heart is what I'm calling a circle of protection. Right? And I need to protect that heart. I need the heart of the self, the soul. So I'm going to ask you four questions to help you develop a strategy. The first question is, how do you know you've actually stepped away from your own note? How do you know? What's the first indicator, the first clue that you're not playing your own note anymore? You lost your note. So for some of us, it might mean that we get angry or irritated. For some of us, we might feel a bit insecure. For some, we get a little restless or bored. For some, we start comparing, looking at others. For some, I start getting a bit critical, start noticing other people's mistakes. Only you know yourself. What is your first indicator that you're no longer with your own note? You've stepped out into the world of other notes, including these negative notes, criticism, because these notes are being played in the world right now a lot. Okay? So you need to know for yourself, and I suggest that you get the most subtle indicator possible. So if it's being angry and you're yelling, that's too big. What happened before then? What was a clue before then? Were you just starting to get a little agitated inside, a little frustrated? What was happening for you? Okay, so write down on that arrow, what's your evidence that you've stepped outside the circle of protection? You're no longer with your own beautiful vibration. Okay, write it down, because you need to know. Because this is check and change. Notice it, return to self. Notice, return to self. This is a mental muscle of Raj Yoga, right? Oh, come back. Oh, come back. Oh, come back. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. You can do it quickly. Okay, but you need to know. You need to watch. Right? It's not a week later when I've been miserable and depressed, then I notice. That's too late. It's too hard to come back. You need to notice throughout the day. Right? It could be anger, it could be anything, but it probably very subtle version. A little impatient. A little restless. Right? Restless is the discontent that leads to greed. Bored. That's the greed continuum. I'm a little bored, let's go shopping. Let's go to the fridge. Right? But you know yourself. Do you know yourself? Do you know yourself? Okay, because this is why we're here, to know the self. So we have to know what gets us trapped. Right? What kidnaps us, takes us away. All right. This is very, very important. And if you don't know, pay attention and make sure you learn what takes you away. Okay, your first indicator. Okay, so now importantly, what takes you back? I would like you to think of the first thing you have to do to reset and come back to yourself. For some of us, it's a deep breath. And I come back. For some, it's silence. For some, it's stepping away from a situation. Even just to close the door to the bathroom for a minute and be alone. But we all have to do something physically. Deep breath, you know, count to 10, jump up and down, close my eyes. What works for you? Write it down on your arrow. You need to know. I know for me it's a deep breath, and I know for me it's withdrawing. I just need to withdraw. It's like I come back, and maybe physically, and maybe I go to another room. Whatever it takes. Okay, but you need to know for yourself what gets you back, what helps you come back. That's later. This is the immediate thing. Yes, for some of us, it's, say, soul conscious. Okay, you got two more arrows because we really care about coming back. So the next arrow is, what do you have to say to yourself? Like a mantra, a slogan, self-talk. So for some of us, this too shall pass. They're a soul also. All will be well. God is with me. Whatever, we all have our own. But what do you say to yourself? What actually works for you? You can't take someone else's. You have to have your own. Okay? So do you know what works? Write it down. What's your mantra? What's your self-talk? What's one thought that helps you come back? Could be. Nice one. Okay? You can say that. You can say whatever works for you. You just better say something. Say something. Yes. Don't be empty. Say something to yourself to help yourself get back. Yeah, I am God's. I'm God's. I am a peaceful soul. Om Shanti. Whatever works for you. Whatever works for you. Okay. And here is the last one for your strategy to keep your note, keep your vibration protected, because it can get so many other vibrations. The last is, what is one practice you must do every day? Because you know it makes a difference. It keeps you connected to your own note, your own vibration. Okay, so write that down. For some of us, it's meditation. We must do that every day. For some of us, it's the early morning meditation. For some of us, it's walking. Every day I need to go for my walk and talk to God while I walk. For some of us, I must do my prayer every day. For some, I must journal every day. For some, I must walk the dog every day. That's my time alone. You know, whatever. But you know what your practice is. Write it down. Chanting. Yes, whatever. Dancing. Great. It could be yoga. Could be whatever works for you. But you know you can't miss a day. Okay, maybe one. But even then, you're in danger of going too far from your own vibration. It's hard to find it again. Right? Takes longer to come back if you go too far. So we want to do this simple check change all the time. Am I in my own vibe? Am I playing my own note? Yeah? Clear? You have a strategy? It is now safe to send you out into the world? No? Not yet. Okay. Okay. So, that was all I wanted to do for today. Was that useful? Helpful? So take a moment and think. Take a moment and think what was most useful for you from all of this that we did. Because we did a lot this morning. I don't even remember where we started. Oh yeah, here. We started, you know, just discovering the uniqueness, right? And then we went to here. And then we went the notes. And then we went meditating, right? You know why this works? You know why this works? Because we bypassed ego. If I said, I am refreshing, vibrant, and cheerful, I, the soul, would not accept that because I would be afraid of being arrogant. Instead, we said, like a waterfall, an ego was put to sleep. I am refreshing. Very clever. Very clever. You can do this as a meditation exercise every day, something different. So, something useful for you? What was useful? Yeah. Well, because if you say like a waterfall, then the visual of waterfall is there. I am is second. If you just start with I am, ego is used to posturing. I am the director. I am. Instead, ego, we went, shoo, we fooled ego. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of these exercises help you. Everything helps you. We need a practice. We need a practice, yes, to keep our note, because it's a loud world out there, isn't it? All right, I think we're ready for lunch, but I have one thing we must do before we go. Two things. One, we'll have a moment of silence together. Is that okay? And in that moment, let's just appreciate this beautiful place. But appreciate yourself, unique and beautiful soul with your very own vibrational quality. And turn your mind up to God and let God shine a light on His beautiful child. God shining a light on the beautiful soul that you are, filling you with power, filling you with light, filling you with love, so you can return to yourself and hold this note in the world outside. Thank you to God.